Hello everyone and welcome. I'm Richard, the Veg Grower from the Veg Grower podcast, and this is episode 141 titled Quail Project. Well, I'm sat here in my jumper, which is quite unusual for me, but I think it shows that the weather is certainly turning cooler. In fact, this morning was the first frost that we've had here in Littlehampton on the south coast of the UK. But summer will be here soon. That's what we've got to keep telling ourselves. Anyway, coming up today, I have the usual diary section, and I then will be discussing my latest project on keeping quail. Now, the Veg Grower podcast is always all about producing food in my garden and allotment, including eggs. And while this isn't strictly about vegetables, I know many of you listening like the idea of keeping chickens, but are unable to do so. If that's you, you may well find quail to be an alternative solution. So keep listening to find out about that. But firstly, let's get on with the diary. Well, evenings are certainly dark, but last week after work I have managed to pop to the allotment and a couple of times just to drop off some manure and get that onto the strawberry bed. Then Friday I was notified about some quail that needed homing or they were going to be destroyed. This meant Saturday I rushed to collect 5 young quails. Once these were home, I quickly set about making a home for them with some pieces of wood and wire mesh I had spare and lying around. This pretty much took me all afternoon. But their home had to go in the potting shed to keep them warmer, and this meant I had to clear out a lot of stuff from there to make room. With all this in mind, I quickly realised that Sunday I needed a major sort out of the shed and vegetable patch to really allow these birds to thrive. Sunday, first thing, I got up and dressed, opened and fed the chickens, and then checked on the quail and gave them a bit more food. However, I noticed I had lost one of the quails overnight. By the look of it, she had been squashed by the others. 10 minutes later, I had lost another one, and this time I think she got squashed again by the others, but trying to get to the food. I took care of this and placed a quail cage on the veg patch to allow them to get some greenery and a bit of a more natural area for them. And I headed down to the allotment for a small amount of time. Originally, I planned to spend most of the day there down there. And I had a huge list of jobs that I wanted to get done. However, all I really managed was to pour some more manure on the strawberry bed. Now, this bed is nearly full and shall be planted up very, very soon. I then managed to do a small amount of weeding. I focused my attention to two small areas, the rhubarb and the globe artichoke beds. And I weeded these areas really well. I believe because I was limited on time, I just concentrated and focused solely on that one job. Normally I find myself starting one job, then seeing something else that needs doing and getting distracted. Or I end up doing a large job, like weeding a large area. I will start that job really positive and thoroughly and then get bored, cutting corners, getting a bit lax. So I found it quite interesting that just having that time, like you've only got 20 minutes to do this, really focus my attention and cut down. While I'm doing a large area, I focused on a small area and got that done really, really well. I then harvested some leaves from my super 2-in-1 PSB kale plant and some chard. The chard was actually really nice. However, the leaves of a PSB kale, I found them to be really bitter. I didn't really like them. They may be better with younger leaves, so I'll test that out in the future. I went home and tidied the vegetable patch, and it's just from all the little bits and pieces that were there. Nothing too drastic, really. I then completely emptied my potting shed of everything I had. Now, the potting shed is where I tend to do most of my work, and I will house the young quail in there. However, I have a tendency to be untidy and hoard crap. So I kind of decided the potting shed will only now house what is needed and what is used. So as I emptied everything out, I was asking myself, is that used and needed? This meant that a lot of junk actually got thrown away or stored elsewhere while I'll decide what to do with it. Now, for example, if we take the tools, I had a few tools in there that haven't been used. They've just sat there for the last year at least. So I've said, I'm only keeping in there a spade, a fork, a hoe, a rake, a pitchfork, a trowel, a dibber, and my three pruners. Well, now, I have plans to insulate and board out and utilise this little shed a bit more, but that's going to be another project in the pipeline. I've got so many projects on the go and plans that I've just got to get them all knocked out one at a time. With the shed now empty, I took out one of the shelves, basically so I could fit the quail cage in there quite easily. I'm not fussed about this shelf because it was just full of crap anyway. It was handy, but I think I can cope without it. With everything now fitted in place, it was time to put everything back in, trying to keep it neat and tidy as I went, also making sure everything fits. Now, I have put a piece of plywood in front of a door for the quail cage to sit on, and that just keeps it off the floor and easily accessible. But this has also made getting in and out of the shed a little tricky. It's only going to be temporary because I'm going to be fine-tuning the whole thing as we go along. Now, as you can no doubt tell, my weekend basically revolved around these quail. Now, I've been looking into keeping quail for quite a while and had plans for housing them properly. And I was going to do it when I had it properly planned, properly set up, and what have you. But the urgency of getting these quails meant my plans had to be rushed through. I couldn't let them be destroyed. I'm a bit of a softie like that. But this brings me on nicely into the quail project. Now, in February 2016, I added two chickens to my garden, and they've been absolutely fantastic for a number of reasons, and that's all benefited the garden. The bedding and manure has improved my composting remarkably. They've also kept the weeds down because of air pecking, eating and scratching the soil, and they've also eaten pests such as slugs and snails, while providing us with some really nice eggs to eat. Now, with the slugs and snails, I can say I haven't suffered from any slugs and snail damage this year since having the chickens. So, definitely a big bonus there. And my chickens are actually 2 years old. The egg laying has gone down, so they're going to be moved to the allotment and new chickens at home. But there's been a few downsides to the chicken. And for me, the main one that's affected me is if I've planted out young vegetable plants, I've had to protect them because the chickens tend to dig them up or they'll eat the plant. Now, for other people who are listening to this podcast, the other problems that they may have with chickens, it may upset the neighbours with the noise, and I see that quite a common thing. My neighbours are pretty good because I don't have any cockerels. It's only females. And they do the odd clucking, and sometimes if there's a cat or something they want to scare off, they may get a bit loud. But not everybody appreciates that. And it is important to keep on good terms with the neighbours. Also, in some parts of the country, chickens or livestock may not be allowed due to local bylaws or covenants and what have you. A bit of a shame, but that is rules of some places. And then chickens also obviously need a reasonable amount of space. unless you plan to battery farm chickens, which I can't stand, you're going to need a few square meters at least for them. Now, this is where I've been reading that quails can come in. And quails are small game birds that originate from Eastern Asia. There's generally only about two types kept in the UK. We've got the Chinese painted quail, which is more kept in bird aviaries, or the Japanese quail, otherwise known as courtenays, which is what I've got. And these are more popular for egg or meat production. Now, these birds are tiny. My ones are only about 6 weeks old, and they're probably about the same size as a robin. And they're not going to get much bigger. They might get as big as, say, a small blackbird. Not huge birds at all. But quails can be very productive, laying up to 300 eggs a year. But they are more nervous, and they don't like handling or being handled a huge amount. So catching must be taken with care. If they get frightened, their escape method is to fly straight up. And they're not great flyers, but they're definitely better than chickens. I had one fly out of my hand and up into the ivy, a good 6 foot. It came back down and rescued it. But that's a fair bit of flight they can do. Housing for quail is actually pretty simple. They don't need elaborate nest boxes like chickens. And quail are more ground-dwelling birds, like their relative the pheasant or the partridge. Therefore, the housing could actually be something as simple as a rabbit hutch. A quick search on YouTube has shown me several different ideas of housing. Some are pretty cool, but some are also a bit close to battery farming for my liking. But something I did keep picking up on is how little room they need. To get an idea of what is adequate, when I picked these quails up, they were housed in a large hamster cage with a few other quails, and that was plenty of room for them, and they were very, very happy. Now, I made a cage that measures 80 centimetres by 60 centimetres by 60 centimetres to house 5 quail happily. I probably made it a bit too big for me to manage it and move it around, but it was only quickly made, and I'll be adapting it in future. Now, just inside the cage, I've placed a couple of small Brussels sprout plants that I had spare, a couple of pots just on the side, a wooden box with a hole cut in the front for them. And inside the box, I've placed some wood shaving and straw. This is to give them a dark, warm place to sleep. However, I will be adding a tray of grass for them, to try and get a bit more natural accommodation for them. Now, my cage has a wire mesh floor, and many people have done this, and the quail don't mind walking over it, actually. It's quite interesting watching them. They don't tend to scratch like chickens do, so they're not going to damage their feet. Many people I've seen on YouTube do this to make it easy for cleaning. However, for me, I've done it so I could pick the cage up from inside the shed and pot it down on the ground so the quail can still get the grass and the weeds and bugs and everything. Again, give them that more natural feel. However, because my quail are young, they're going to need protection overnight. So the cage is picked up and placed in the potting shed overnight. It's placed on top of some plywood that I've stuck vinyl floor tiles on to make it easy to clean. And I pop blankets over the top of them as well, just while they're young, just to give them a bit of extra warmth. Now, when it comes to cleaning, quail's poop can give off more ammonia than other birds. So you don't want to let the poop build up. But again, we'll see how that goes in the composting. It's a bit of a cooler compost than, or cooler manure than the chicken. But we'll see how it all goes. Quails are not keen on climbing, which is why I haven't put a ramp up to the wooden box. It just sits on the ground so they can literally just stroll into it. Now, the quail's feed is similar to chickens, but they do require slightly higher protein content. Chicken layer pellets may be a bit too big for them, so currently I'm using chickram, which is a very fine mixture, and also intended for young birds. When they get to about 8 weeks, I'll start feeding them a quail-specific layers pellet. Now, I found this on Amazon, and it's at a pretty decent price for 20 kilos, was about £14. So, not a bad price. Of course, we can supplement the feeding with fresh greens, bugs and stuff, like we would with the chickens. What I've found, and I did find this while researching as well, quails are really messy eaters. Where they stick their head into the food and they shake their head around, and that sprays their food everywhere. And I noticed this quite soon after getting them. It wasted a lot of food, and I was kind of worried it may encourage rats. So what I've done, I made a feeder from a piece of 40mm plastic tubing, which runs vertically, has a lid on the top so I can close it off. And at the bottom there's a 90 degree elbow which goes basically inside the cage, and it has a little bit of tube sticking in. And the idea here is the quail would stick their head into the tube and I can access the food. But because there's only like a 40 mil space, they're not, when they shake their head, it's going to stay within that tube. And this has also made it feeding easy, because I can just pour the feed into the vertical tube. And that is outside, so I don't even have to open it to get the food into them. But what I've noticed is they will all push their way to get to the food. So I may have to do more than one feeder to stop fighting. We'll see. For the water, I'm just using hamster water bottles, and I've got two of them in there. Again, I did start with one, but they did tend to fight over it, so I've got two. We'll see how that goes. You see, they seem to work quite happily. The small size of quail means they could drown in a water bowl if it was deep enough. So again, the hamster cage bottles are really working for me. Quail can be quite hardy when fully grown. And some people have said they'll survive outside during the winter. Because mine are really young, they'll need protecting. So that's why they're coming in at night. But quail are also quite delicate and easy prey to cats, foxes and that sort of thing. Their small size obviously makes them an easy target. And I did say in a diary I lost two through them crushing each other. Well, since then I've actually lost one more, but I think this was a brain hemorrhage, because I was looking at it and it just suddenly started pouring blood from its nose. Done my best to clean the blood away and care for it, but yeah, it died overnight. Now, keeping these quail is going to be an ongoing project. I've started with 5 quails, 1 male and 4 females. I'm now down to 1 male and 1 female. I may try and get a couple more females. I plan, you know, I'm planning to learn to care for these birds, produce eggs in my back garden, like the chickens. And the eggs they produce are quite small in comparison. If you would need sort of 3 or 4 quail eggs to produce the same as 1 chicken egg. Although to do that, there would be a lot of yolk. But given the relatively small size of the run, 4 females provide an egg each day, that's 28 eggs a week. If we don't eat that many, we can give some away or sell them. And I actually believe quail eggs have a certain appeal to them that makes them easier to sell than chicken eggs, because of their small size, and they actually look quite pretty. Sainsbury's currently sell 12 quail eggs for $2.65, whereas 12 chicken eggs sell at $2.50. So there's a slight more money can be made from there. But with the Quail, we can fit more into a smaller space. And my research says they should be easier to care for. Whether they are or not, we'll find out. But a small space, and it could hold more quail than chickens. In fact, it's probably easy to start a small farm in your back garden with the quail eggs, if that is something people were interested in. The noise side of thing. When I first moved the quail in, they were chirping a fair amount. No louder than, say, a robin or a wild bird would do, a small wild bird. But a couple of days in, and they've settled down, and we can barely hear them now, unless we are close by. So there's no real noise coming from them. They're not going to upset the neighbours. Quails are also not classed as livestock, so therefore many rules that don't allow livestock in your garden can be passed, as these are migratory game birds. Therefore, they are wild birds. So we have them. They're quiet. They can pass the laws. Take up a small space. Say a rabbit hatch. Let's take a 1.2 metre rabbit hatch. You could probably fit 12 birds in it. You could probably keep them indoors in it if you're in a flat. It's perfectly feasible. Again, in my old house, when I had a small garden, I wish I had kept these. Now I have done them and researched them. It was certainly in the possibilities. But anyway, this is the start of my project. And my total spend so far, including the birds, the housing and the feed, is about £30. Now, the birds were cost me £16. And the wood and the wire mesh I had lying around, but I kind of factored that into the £30. Also, I had to buy some food and the water bottles and the plumbing bits and pieces. So we'll factor that all in. We'll say about £30, which is not a huge expense to get started. But how it works out will be covered in the future, as this is going to be an ongoing project. But does anyone out there keep quail? Or plan to keep quail? Get in touch if that is you. Please, I'll love to hear from you and share your experiences. So please visit the website, veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. So with that all taken care of, I'm going to wrap up now. It's been quite a long show and slightly off topic. I know it's the Veg Grower Podcast and not about vegetables, but it's about producing food easily, cheaply, etc., etc. But anyway, thank you for listening. Please take care, and I shall speak to you all again next time.